Okay, we're continuing in the Bavavi, Volume 2. We're on page Kuf Nun Gimel, in the middle of the page. In the English, it's on chapter 15, more than halfway through the chapter. And we're discussing this idea of what to do during the period of Nefila. During that period of Nefila, what are we supposed to do? Since the tremendous amount of growth happens during the Nefila, and without the Nefila, the person is not going to move forward. So how does one internalize the growth that should be happening at this point in time? Okay. So the Tzaddik is telling us that what's very important at this time is to share with Hashem your failures, which is not an easy thing for us to do. And this is all part of being the Korban Ola. The Korban Ola is where you bring close everything to Hashem and you leave nothing back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one of the things you say, we just started, got to this point last Thursday, that the person should say, Hashem, you've brought these bad thoughts to come to me, and if it wasn't for you they wouldn't have come, and since you sent it to me, right, and I know why you sent them to me, to test me. And we gave an example, the extreme example, even if the person has thoughts of not believing in Hashem, which more often than not we think that way, although we don't think we think that way, but that's what we're doing when we're saying, oh, I wish I wasn't in this situation in life. Well, that means you kind of feel there was no God, because how else did you get in that situation? But those are subtle forms of denial of God. And you have to say to Hashem, I know why you sent me this thought, so I should drive it out and push it away, and it's a test. So help me. Help me send this away from me. I believe that was the last thing we did last week. So now let's think about this. In order to drive this thought away, right, you're in the middle of a fall. You're not such a great state. You're having these kinds of thoughts, right? So, or any other area where you're falling. Let's say you have bad thoughts about immorality, or thoughts of what you're going to do to get back at somebody, or whatever. So, how are you going to drive that thought away? So, you got to dig very deep into your essence to find a certain strength that you never had before, right? That's what's required. You got to dig in and say, you know, I got to get this thought out of my mind, and that takes a strength. And once you do take it out, right? So now you have a knowledge of this strength, and you can use that strength for the test to pass this test and subsequent tests. And that is the growth that's happening. That's the growth that's meant to happen during the falls, right? And you shouldn't sell yourself short at all in this process, because you have to remember, it takes a lot of strength to even say to Hashem the bad thoughts that you're having. You know, it's bad enough that you're having these thoughts, but now you have to share them with Hashem, right? That takes a lot of strength to share it with Hashem. But it's very important to share that with Hashem. And that's what we're saying. The same thing is to share your failures with other people and ask for guidance on how to move ahead. So that's extremely important, is to speak to Hashem during these times of falling. Klomar. Okay, moving on. We're right in the middle of the page. Klomar, in other words, L'rak machshava shel nefila besocha avoda. Not only thoughts of falling while you're serving Hashem, but even the most distant thought that it's possible, you should share. That there isn't a creator at all. A thought that is totally not in the world of Kedusha. As it's been described in the holy works, that such a thought comes from the world of the void, in the emptiness, the bechinas ha chalal ha kadmon. It's the aspect of the primordial void. Even if take that and give it to Hashem, that's how far it goes. Okay, so Nemar b'pasuk, it says in Sefer Dvarim, Ki Hashem hu Elokim b'shamayim mimal v'al ha'aretz mitoch haseinod. Hashem, He is Elokim in the heavens above and on the earth below, and there is another other besides Him. V'darshu Chazal, and our rabbis explain. Mahu ein od. What does it mean to say ein od? We seem to have covered everything. If he's the God above and the God below, then what do you have to add with the words ein od? Answer is, you know where he's Hashem? Afilu bechalolo shalolam. Even in the halal, even in the empty parts of the world, he's there also. He's in the heaven, which is up there. He's in the world down there. So who else is there? He's even in the place where there's the void. Right? So what's the simple pshat? The simple pshat means, of chalal or shalolam, means Hashem is found even in between the highest and the lowest. Something in between the highest and the lowest. He's in between also. He's not in the extremes. He's somewhere between the extremes. But what he's saying is, that Tzai can explain Ulan Yanenu regarding what we're talking about, Betzuras Avodah, we're talking about our form of service to Hashem. Perish Adabra, it means, Sha'adam Machnis es Harabonishem L'chol Nakudam Imahalach HaChaim Shalom. That a person brings Hashem into every point of his life, even the bad points. Ein Nakuda B'chaim Shalom Mishtatefa es Harabonishem. There's no point in your life that you don't bring in Hashem. Hatzlachas, your successes, and kishlenas, and your failures. Zmanei simcha, the times of joy. Zmanei atzuv, the times of depression and sadness. Mashal, yeah, whatever it is. Tamid, it's always what? Aniva ho hoshiyana. Please, me and Hashem. Hashem, please save me now. Please save me now. That's always the expression. Even the halal, even when you feel there's a void of Hashem in your life. That's what the pshat means. So, you know, there are times when we feel bashamayim. There are times when you really feel you're up in the heavens. When you're learning, when you're davening, you're on a good day of Avodas Hashem, you're at a shalashudas, and there's good singing, and there's good divrei Torah. You feel you're in the heavens. And there are times when we feel mamish in the oretz mitochas, right? The earth below, when we're doing bad averis. And even when it, and even at times when it looks like nothing is happening, ain't old, I ain't going anywhere, right? That's one of the common issues people bring up with me. You know, I don't feel I'm going anywhere in my Yiddishkeit, right? Well, usually those people who come to me are usually the ones that are going ahead in their Yiddishkeit. They just don't realize it. It's the ones who aren't coming to me, those are the ones who really aren't moving ahead in their Yiddishkeit. But anyway, when you don't feel that, I don't feel anything's been going on for the last 3 months, right? Times of halal, times of the empty spaces, you got to put Hashem in there too. Or even times, let's say, you know, you're just waiting at a bus stop, or you're waiting at the checkout counter, right? Even then, even when there's a halal, it seems, what a waste, right? Even at those times, you always live with Hashem, and you're not embarrassed to share anything with Hashem. That's why I'm saying, you know, when we're learning Gemara and these other things, I'm saying, you know, to make these little note cards of summarizing Gemara you're learning and put them in your pocket. So when you're stuck at the checkout line, at that empty point, and maybe it's a little bit harder just to start thinking of Hashem and all these things, you know, when there's all the other stimuli around. So you just whip out your cards and look at the cards and go over to Gemara. You know, that's why even in these times of the halal, even where there's this void, there shouldn't be this void. And you should be sharing every moment with Hashem in your life. Okay. Now, Kishabaira Olam Im Ha'adam. Now here's the benefit now. If the Rabbi Shalom is with the person, and why is he with the person? Because you're speaking to Hashem and you've invited him to be with you. So what happens is, Huzocha Li Yeshua. He merits a salvation. Now, even if the salvation may not be right away, but after the falling, there will be a getting up. There will be a getting up. Aval kishiyesh chasr shalom pirud. But if there is a distancing between you and Hashem, imanisyonos Tluim Barim Vatsmo. And if the person thinks that the tests that are coming his way and to pass them, it all depends on he himself. Harei Kvar Limdunu Chazal, our rabbis have taught us, it's not so. Ki Yitzhar Shalom Yisgaber Lo V'chol Yom V'vakash Lamiso. That the Yetzer Hara of a person comes and overpowers a person every day and tries and wants to kill him. V'lmolei Kadosh Baruch Hu Asher, and if it's not with Hashem helping him, and Yachol, you can't overpower the Yetzer Hara. Shenemar, it says, Elokim lo yazvenu biyodo. Hashem will not allow a person to be left over into the hands of the Yetzer Hara. But that's Hashem not allowing him. If you don't bring Hashem into the story, then Hashem isn't there to stop you to fall into the hands of the Yetzer Hara. Right? That's what we said at Shal Shudas. We talked about Imein ani li mili, kashani la asmi moani. If I'm not for myself, who's going to be for me? But if I am for myself, then what am I? We said from the Sfas Emes that the pshat is, if you're finding yourself in a difficult state, you got to realize you have to first make the effort to, or any state, whatever you want. You want to accomplish something good, bad, whatever it is. If you're at any state, if you're not going to make any effort, no one's making the effort for you. But even if you make the effort, kashani la atzmi, when I am for myself alone, when I am working on myself by myself, Moani, what will I ever amount to? Because if I don't bring Hashem in to help me, I'm never going to succeed. So it's two parts, and that's why it's so important. It's so important. I said it briefly at Shal Shudas because it was late, but you know, we look at other people that are way ahead of us. They're way ahead of us. And we say, you know, I can never be like that guy. Whatever, the guy really, you know, he's not, taking examples, so let's say somebody like Martin. Okay? Martin, Baruch Hashem, he's a pretty big Talmud Chacham. Right? You look at somebody like Martin and you say, I can't be like him. I can't, you know, he puts away 4 hours a day of learning at least. You know, and he's learning Gemara. I mean, he's okay. Right? He can step in and give classes. Right? So you look at him and say, I can never be like him. Right? So it's all Yetzer. It's all Yetzer. You know. The point of the matter is, yeah, right now, you can't be like him. You're right. But don't say you can't ever be like him. Why? Because the only difference is between you and him, or anybody, just getting an example. Right? The only difference is, he's asked Hashem to help him. And the rest of us haven't asked enough yet. That's all. You see, and that's why what's happening is that when you only have a certain amount of strength. So with your little amount of strength, you can't accomplish these big goals. And that's where the Yetzer gets you. He says, listen, you're never going to be a Talmud Chacham, so forget it. And he's right. Based on where you're at now, you'll never be a Talmud Chacham. Your analysis is correct. You will not be a Talmud Chacham on your own. It's hard for us to imagine how much you could grow, though, if you ask Hashem to help you sincerely. Hashem will not refuse you on those requests. But we don't ask him enough for those things, as opposed to if, God forbid, somebody's sick. When somebody's sick, we really ask him a lot. Right? But when we need to grow in our avodas Hashem, we don't ask him with that same intensity. It's not, you know, somebody's sick, chasam, if you don't help me, the person's going to die. You don't realize if Hashem doesn't help you spiritually, you die spiritually also. But we don't feel that intensity, and we don't ask, and we don't throw everything in with that. So that's a big difference over there. That's a big difference. I was reading a story.
That's only one key.
What? No, that's the entire key. If a person, mamish, 100% is asking Hashem, but not just stam asking Hashem. You know, if you remember the story with Reb Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, if you recall, the famous story of Reb Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, he didn't know anything. He didn't know a word of Gemara. He was already a young adult. He was an adult. And he told his father he wants to learn Torah as far as to get out of here, just work on the farms. Right? But the Gemara, and if you go through that whole story, it's an Avos Reb Nosson, that whole story, it's a long story. Right? Till he learned by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And every step along the story, he's always crying. So he's crying. You know, he's crying. He's crying all the time. I mean, he's crying because he really wants it. Okay, so tell the truth. How many times did you cry over your avodas Hashem? We cry when somebody's sick. When was the last time you cried? Mamish, I'm an Amoritz. I'm a grub Amoritz. What am I going to do when I come to Shemayim? I'm going to know nothing. Maybe I know two blot in Baba Metzia. Maybe. I don't even remember those. Right? It's going to be the biggest embarrassment in the world. The biggest embarrassment in the world. When was the last time you shed a tear over it? If you don't shed a tear, then you're not even serious at all. You're not serious at all. It's nice. I wish. You know, it's a dream. I wish. It's a fantasy. I'd love to be a Talmud. It's a fantasy. But it's a fantasy. As long as you're in a fantasy world, so fantasies get you nothing. Person cry, really, really are asking Hashem for help. That means, you know, there's no way I'm going to get it without him. And if I don't have it, I'm in big trouble. Then if you talk and cry to Hashem, then you're really asking. Then you're asking. And that's one other thing. And you have to try to your maximum ability also. But that's when you're asking. Because that's when you're sincere. If you're not trying, then you don't care. You still don't want it. Right? But that's part of the asking. That's part of the asking, is to be able to try. You want it. You have to really want it. You have to really want it. You have to really ask for it. So every free minute that you have, you're really trying to do it. And the problem is you don't have more free minutes. Okay. But you still have to, try to the best of your ability. That's im ein ani li mili. If I'm not for myself, who is going to be for me? If I don't give 100% effort, who else is going to give 100% effort for me? Because shani lasi, even if for myself, by myself, I've given 100% money, what am I going to amount to? So then what do you got to do? Then you got to ask Hashem. And when you bring Hashem into the equation, after you've tried everything, then Hashem will step in. That's the only time he steps in really to help you. And that's why I'm the last of Amos saying, if you're not going to do it now, you're going to always wish away your life. When's it going to be? It ain't ever going to be, right? So I was reading this story about this Rebbe told this story in yeshiva, where they stayed in yeshiva over Shavuos. It's probably an out-of-town yeshiva. So all the Bachim stay, so they stay over for Shavuos. So in this yeshiva, they had learned Maseches Rosh Hashanah, which is 35 blot. So the Rebbe was encouraging guys on Erev Shavuos, you know, and at the end of the year, it's going to be the big exam, right? So Rebbe said, you know, we have the whole Shavuos to chazer over Maseches Rosh Hashanah, 35 blot. It's not like 35 pages in Bavavi. Okay, 35 blot of Gemara to learn it. Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, and not every line you remember so well, and you got to remember what Pshat is. 35 blot is not a small amount. So there are two very bright kids in the class. You always have the geniuses in a class, right? So the geniuses, they had reviewed the entire Masechta already before Shavuos, and they knew it backwards and forwards because they're geniuses. That's a whole different parsha, right? So this one other kid, who he really wanted to chazer over the whole Maseches Rosh Hashanah. He wanted to chazer the whole Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So it was Erev Rosh Hashanah. That's it. The test is, you know, the day after Shavuos. The first night of Shavuos, right? As soon as they finish eating in the yeshiva, wherever he's eating, he runs to the Beis Medrash. He just gets himself in front of that Gemara, and he doesn't keep his eyes off that Gemara for 6 hours. He's just going the whole night. You know, full steam ahead. So by the end of the night, he did 10 blot. 10 blot. 10 pages. Okay, that's pretty good. And that's about, you know, but you know, that then comes davening, and then everyone sleeps the rest of the day. You know, and your whole cycle's whacked out. So he did 10 blot. And but he was so intense on that, like he was wide awake, and then the davening was amazing. Okay, then went to sleep for 4 or 5 hours, then he ate lunch, whatever, and then like right after lunch, how many people do this? Like right after lunch, 2 o'clock, 2:30, back in the Beis Medrash, boom, knocks off another 4 blot. Okay, he's got 14 blot by the end of the first day of Shavuos. Not bad, but you know, that's the majority of your learning is done by the first day of Shavuos, right? So anyway, he wherever he goes to eat, and he says, you know, I'll go back to Beis Medrash for an hour, you know, do another blot, you know. But he's 21 blot away, man. I mean, you know, it's a nice try, but you ain't going to make it, right? So he learns 1 hour, another hour, another hour. Before he knows it, he stayed up the whole second night of Shavuos. Already got another 7 blot, 8 blot. It's up to like 22 blot. It's up 2 nights in a row. Right? So then he davens, whatever, and he goes for lunch and says, okay, takes a little nap for a couple hours, comes back at 5 o'clock, it's already the second afternoon of Shavuos. Okay, so he goes for another 2, 3, 4 hours, whatever. So, till the Nila Sachag, and he's got another 3, 4 blot. So he's up to 25. Okay, so Shavuos is over, and he failed. He only did 25 blot. So Shavuos is over, Rekavdo, he says, okay, I'll learn for another hour. I'll learn for another hour. At least do something. Right? So another hour, another hour, another hour. So ends up, he stays up a third night in a row. So now he's ready. Did like 7, 8 plot. He's like that 32 plot. And after davening, another 2 hours, he finished the whole Masech. Okay? Now, nobody on their own resources can do that. You cannot do that on your own. But that kid wanted it so badly. He wanted, you know, to go 3 nights. Step 3 nights in a row. Even though you get some naps in the day. So how did he get it? Hashem gave it to him. Hashem gave it to him, you know. You could sit in front of Gemara without Hashem, and after 10 minutes you fall asleep. What's a normal Shavuos night? Normal Shavuos night, you go to learn without Hashem. So you go to learn without Hashem, you fall asleep. Like normal people fall asleep. Right? But if you're learning with Hashem, say, Hashem, I have to know this Masechta. And it's bothering me, I don't know this Masechta. He says, okay, I have to help you. And he gets the whole Masechta. Right? So I'm saying that's the key point over here, is you've got to bring Hashem into the equation over here, and that's when you're zeicha for the Yeshua. That's when you get the Yeshua. Now, it's not always going to happen so easily over one Shavuos night, right? Over one Shavuos. But then again, he probably was involving Hashem with him through the whole year. You got to remember, this kid had a bunch of ups and downs. Must have had a bunch of ups and downs because he didn't know the whole Masechta before Shavuos. Who was trying, right? But he really wanted to get it, so he got it. Right, so that's the attitude we have to have when we're going through challenges. And why am I not a better person in this area? Why have I not succeeded in this area? So you got to talk to Hashem and share with Hashem all these failures. And you got to really say, Hashem, I need you to help me with these failures. Because without Hashem, there's no way you're going to succeed in any of these. So the Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vakam, you know, you got to fall with Hashem. If you're not falling with Hashem, so, like, when you're in this fallen state and you keep it with yourself, only bad things are going to happen. And that's when you fall into depression. And when you fall into depression, then things spiral out of control. You know, you tried a Gemara class, and you tried it once, you tried it twice. I tried 3 times a Gemara class, and every time it doesn't work. Now, let's think of why it's not working. You know, that person doesn't think about why it's not working, right? It could be, you know, he doesn't plan enough time for it in advance, or whatever the situation is. He still always has his cell phone with him, so in the middle of the class, when the cell phone rings, he has to take the call, and therefore he misses a key 10 minutes of the, and then he comes back, he doesn't know what's going on in the Gemara. Or, you know, he always has to go away on weekends, so he misses, you know, 3 out of the 10 classes. So when you miss 3 out of 10, you know, and you don't make them up, you know, you feel like you're not in the game. I mean, you know, you're making a lot of, you're not taking it seriously, man. I mean, it's nice you're trying. You've tried 3 times, but every time you tried it, did you ever be totally focused and bent to the task? Right? Or you get scared off that you don't know the Aramaic. I mean, whatever it is, you gotta sit down and say, Hashem, I'm an ignorant person. When am I gonna be a little smarter? Right? That was the story of Rebbe Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. He always was crying. He said, Rebbe says, what's the matter? He starts crying. He says, crying. He's crying the whole time. He says, like, so eventually, he became the biggest student of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Because it mattered to him. And he davened Hashem for it. So to be able to succeed, there is growth in every failure. But that growth is only going to happen if you share the failure with Hashem. And say, Hashem, I see how I failed over here again. So help me get the strength to see and to learn from the failure and to grow from the failure. And then Hashem will give it to you. And although you're not going to succeed again tomorrow and be perfect, but another inch was taken. And another inch was taken. It's like the trenches. And you got another trench and another trench. And eventually, the success is going to happen. Yeah.
I don't disagree with anything that's being said, but isn't there an aspect of having an individual potential as well?
Isn't there an aspect of having your own individual potential as well? Yes. I would say, Paul, you will not be Rabbi Akiva Eger. You will not be the Chassam Sofer. Okay, I will, if you don't take offense, I don't think I will either. Okay, you won't. Okay. But there's no reason why you can't know the entire Talmud. And that's not being like Rabbi Akiva Eger. That's far away. Rabbi Akiva Eger went over the Talmud 1,000 times. Nothing to say you can't go over it twice. Yeah, I'm granting. Yeah, right. There is limited potential. Limited potential esta. But remember the Rambam, the famous Rambam. Everybody has a choice to be like Moshe Rabbeinu or to be like Yeravam ben Nevat. And we ask, what do you mean to be like Moshe Rabbeinu? Nobody could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's the answer? Moshe Rabbeinu, what was special about him? He fulfilled 100% of his potential. So you have to be like Moshe Rabbeinu to fill 100% of your potential. What's your potential? You'd be surprised when you get to the world above what your potential was.
Was it the story that you gave us about Rabbi Eliezer
Ben Hercules? Rabbi Eliezer Ben Hercules was learning disabled, but he needed a Rebbe that could teach him based on his modality. Right? Nisiyat Dishmaya to have a good Rebbe. Nisiyat Dishmaya to be in the right school. And to have the right Rebbe, you have schools where Rebbes get switched in the last minute because of all kinds of political pressures, and sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't work out, you can have a bad Rebbe. You got to daven Hashem, your kid should have good Rebbes, good teachers, and your Rebbe has a good year. You could have a Rebbe as a soured out year, and your kid will be the recipient of that. And you got to daven, you have a good year. So, but we are so clueless as to our potentials. It's frightening. It's frightening. Because if we really knew what we could do, it's scary. And unfortunately, we will find out. Many of us will find out when it's too late what our potentials were. We messed up. And you're going to see this other schmo, this other guy, he's way ahead of you. He says, whoa, what was he? The answer is, he asked Hashem to help him. You didn't. That's all. That's the only difference. So where's the free will? The free will is deciding to share with them. Share with Hashem your failures. And say, I need more help. And it cannot be. It's impossible Hashem's not going to give it to you. It's impossible He's not going to give it to you. He wants you to have it. He wants you to have it. He wants you to be a Talmud. He wants you not to get angry. He wants you to be faithful to your spouse. He wants all these things. So, and He created you with the challenges that it's not going to come easy. So He wants you to work hard, your hardest, and to ask Him, and then He's going to give it to you. That's the simple thing. Without Hashem, you're not going to be able to do this. So when you need Hashem, when you're on the top or when you're on the bottom, I mean, you need Him all the time, but you especially need Him when you're on the bottom. These people, they get in these depressions, and they're in it for 6 months, a year. They're in a lousy mood. This is not my year. It's not my year. Whoa, you checked out a whole year. That was pretty fast. And now you're right off the whole year. I'm not learning. I'm not this. I'm not that. This is not a good year. Well, maybe next Rosh Hashanah we'll try again. And you made that announcement right after Sukkot. Okay? It's not going to work out this year, with work and this and that, Maybe when things sell out. Maybe next year. Right? So you've written off a whole year. When which you're supposed to is Davin Hashem. Say, Hashem, you have expectations of me. I can't do this by myself. You got to do something for me. You got to help. Okay, if Hashem will say, I'm going to try a little. But then you got to say, have I even tried it at all? Right. So when you see the schedule isn't the way you like it, and it's only a half an hour a day to learn, so you say, no point even starting. How much am I getting in a half an hour? Hashem says, that's the whole test. Try for the half an hour. But what am I going to get in a half an hour? Just do the half an hour. That's all I have. Do the half an hour. And after the half an hour, and that mama's all you have, right? And then you ask Hashem, you know what? He'll find more time for you. He'll give you a break. He'll get you fired from your job. The biggest chesed in the world.
What a break.
No, it's not a joke. Sometimes people get fired from their job. It's unbelievable what you see sometimes. People get fired from their jobs. They have a year of severance. So I do the whole year to spending the time looking for the job. I tell people in a gentle way. I say, you're so lucky you can sit and learn now. Yeah, you'll send out a resume here and there, but just sit and learn. Nobody does that. They worry a whole year till they get it. He said, God give you a gift. It's not like you got fired and you have no severance. Okay, then that's taka. That's taka thing. You guys get 8 months severance, 6 months severance, 9 months severance. I said, I'd expect to see him here. At davening three times a day, at least. At least he can daven three times in a minute. The guy never is a minute because he has to go to work. Hashem's going to take those people to task. Hashem should have rachmonis on them. Hashem's going to say, I never had a chance. Someone said, what about that 9 months? And 9 months. More than that, to look for it. And some are clever, right? They get the severance for a year. They find a job in a month and go right back to work. And now they made a lot of extra dough. Somehow we don't see any extra donations from them, but they made twice as much money. So they now, oh, Baruch Hashem, they can now remodel the kitchen. Or whatever, right? I'm saying, you know, you had a year off. Hashem gave you a year in Koilo. You know, you're going to, but the fact that he doesn't know what the next job is, he can't sit and learn. Hashem did you the biggest favor. Right? So it comes in strange ways. So we got to realize if you're asking Hashem, it's the person saying, like, Rabbi, I don't understand. You asked me, I should try my hardest. And I went and learned for the half hour. And look what Hashem did to me. He fired me from my job. So I say, Hashem gave you the biggest chesed. He listened to your tefillahs. No, they can't hear it. They can't hear it because the money, the drive for money, parnasa, the ego, a man has to make a parnasa so big, he's not a man if he can't work. The answer, he's not a man if he doesn't know a daf gemara. You don't know. If you don't know how to learn gemara, you're not a man. Having a job doesn't make you a man. In God's world, that doesn't make you a man. The guys don't get it. They just don't get it. So, it's a problem. So you gotta ask Hashem for help. If you don't get it, you have to ask Hashem help for you to get it. Daven to Hashem. I don't understand. I don't get a word the rabbi's saying. I don't understand what he's saying. Right? That's you gotta daven to Hashem to help you. Okay. Enough catharsis. Next page. Okay. Kuf Nandalit. Lahashiv es hakoiches lebayir ha'ilam. To return your powers to the Creator. Amru Chazal, our rabbi said, V'chol yoyim baskol machrezes v'meres. Every day a baskol, a voice from Shemayim, calls out and says, Shuvu banim shoyvavim. Return, O backsliding children. My children that are falling away, please come back. Every day the baskol says this. Every day. So, maha kavana shuvu banim shovim. What does it mean? What is this? It's an echa. What does it mean, this idea? Every day, there's a voice. I don't know if you've heard it lately, but every day, there's a transmission to me and you and all of us, the transmission, come back, come back, come back. Alright? So, it's interesting, you know, banim, what are banim? What are children? So as we've said before, the real banim, the real children, right, is what? Is what you do. Is what you do. The things you accomplish, those are your real children. Happens to be, some are even human, and they have your last name. But the truth is, everything you do has your last name on it. Right? You learn 35 Vlad of Gemara of Rishvus, that's your son. Right? The fact that you're Talmud Chacham, that's your son. The fact you're not angry anymore, that's your son. That's all your offspring. That's all your byproducts of what you accomplish, right? Ela told us Noach, these are the children of Noach. What's the next clause? Not Shem, Chum, V'Yafes. It was Ish Tzadik, Hoya B'dor Asaf. He was a Tzadik. That was his most important children. Then he happened to have three kids, Shem, Chum, and Yafes. Right? When Hashem said to Avram, sacrifice your son, your only son, the son that you love, what did he really want him to sacrifice? His intellect. Right? His understanding that Hashem is a God of mercy and this and that, the way I understand God. No, the way you understand Hashem, I want you to sacrifice that on the altar. Right? So children, right? The offspring of our life, that's what we do. So what Shuvu Banim Shovim, so Chazal say that we have to bring all these actions back. And that's what he's saying. Lahash, what does it mean? What is it? Kavana Shuvu Banim Shovim? Lahashiv is called Akechas Lebarilim. Take all your strengths and give them back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. Take all your strengths and bring them back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ketzad Oysim Zos. How do you do this? Ketzad Nitan Lahachse Lebayir Olam Koyach HaNifrad Min Chasson. How can you return to Hashem the powers of separation to God? mean, you have used certain powers to distance yourself from Hashem. You got to give that back to Hashem too. How are you going to give that back to Hashem? So ha'inyan yuvar al yipi mashal. So this can be explained with a mashal, with an analogy. Kidei lahaver mayim mibayis labayis adam zakuk letzinur. So in order to move water from one house to another, usually you need some kind of a pipeline, aqueduct, whatever. Derech hatzinor zormim hamayim v'orim makal makal. And through the pipe, the water streams, flows from one place to another. Klaimer, l'shem havoras hamayim yesh tzarech b'kli. In order to move the water, we need the utensil. V'akli l'havoras hamayim hu hatzinor. And the utensil is this pipe that gets the water from one place to another. Right? So you have to have some kind of a vehicle to move the water from one place to another. Shuvu banim shoivivim, return, O backsliding children. What does it mean? Perusho means, tashivu es kol ha-koicha shalachem, give back all your strengths, all your koichas, es kol ha-metziyah shalachem, your entire existence, libarim to the Creator. So the question is, ech yashiv adam es kol ha-koicha shalachem, how can I return all my koichas to the Rabbeinu shalachem? So obviously, reish is called tzarech shiloh kli, you need a utensil. Just like to move the water from one place to another, you need the pipe. So you need a pipe. You need some kind of utensil to move your koichas and give them to Hashem. So ma'a kli shadarko nitin lahashiv is called koich v'koich l'barim. What is this utensil that enables you to return every koich to the Rabbeinu Shalom? Zel koach hadibur. This is the power of speech. That's the power of speech. Okay, it's the power of speech. Imein dibur, if there isn't speech, ima bayre olam with Hashem, va'adam reitz alahachzer es machshavayis alvar olam, and you want to return your thoughts back to Hashem, kvar kasav besvar makdashim she'elu dimyonishav, that these, the holy writings say, these are fantasies. Right? If you want to return something to Hashem, you don't verbalize it, then you're fantasizing it. Imadam einam akasher kol nekuda bepratim im bayre olam. If you don't connect all these details with the Creator, you're lacking the pipe to move the water from one place to another. Right? So now, this maybe next month, next Shalosh Shudos, when we sing Shivchi Kamayim Libeich, Shivchi Kamayim Libeich, pour forth your heart like water, Nochach Pnei Hashem, so I understand. Right? So that the shivchi, you're pouring out, you're talking to Hashem and sharing with Hashem these things, that's the kli, that's the utensil that moves the water from one, like water, just like water moves with the utensil. So shivchi kamayim libech, that's how you're going to bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how it's going to get there.
We haven't differentiated between negative and positive actions.
We're going to see. What do you do with the positives? I know you're going to ask, so what do you do with the positives? What do you do when you're on the up? So we're going to talk about that in one moment. Alright, so next thing I got marked off. So one more paragraph. In kol machshava shoveres b'mocho, with every thought that goes through your brain. Kol hirur, every hirur, it's not exactly a thought, it's a feeling. That's a feeling, like the first thought.
A fleeting thought.
That's a good one. Like a fleeting thought. Like hirurei tshuva, a fleeting thought of tshuva, right? Kol tshuka, any yearning. Called dibur, any speech. Even the littlest desire of desire, the littlest desire. I wish I could be a better person. A fleeting thought like that. If you tie it all to Rabbeinu Shalom, and you say before the Rabbeinu Shalom, ata shalachta li oiso, Hashem, you sent this thought to me. Whatever I'm thinking about, you sent it to me. Im yeshno or yoshor, if there's a direct light, shayach shaper shiagam or choser, then it's possible that there could be a returning light, lahachsos akol rabbayin shalom, that can return it all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What? That's not the prayer anymore. The prayer ended on atah shalach, but he's saying, if there's a direct, in other words, whatever Hashem sends you is called in the Kabbalistic terms an or yoshor, a direct light. Whatever Hashem sends your way is a direct light. Now, the idea is you're supposed to send it back. And that's called the Or Chozer. That's called a returning light. You're supposed to do something with what Hashem gives you, right? So im adam lo maksha reishis mehechan agilo machshava. A person first doesn't ask, where did this thought come from? You're not even aware of the or yosher. You're not even aware of the direct light. How are you going to return it? Enkan koch lahamsas machshava. You have nothing to enable you to return that thought back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, everything in light is or yosher or chozer. Whatever Hashem sends your way, that's from Hashem. That's the light. That's the straight light. Now, the trick in life is to return the light back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the or chozer. So, for example, let's say, okay, we'll get to Yossi's point. Hashem sent you something good. He sent you something good. Right? So what's the biggest problem? We don't thank him for it. Right? So what you should send back is a verbalization of your appreciation. You know, you went to the airport yesterday, you dropped your kids off to the airport to go to Eretz Yisrael, right? So then you're crying and this and that. The first thing you're supposed to do is you thank Hashem that you could put your kid on a plane to go to Israel. Yeah, thank you, that I was zeicher that number one, my kid was learning enough that they could go to Eretz Yisrael, they want to go to Eretz Yisrael, they have the opportunity to grow in Eretz Yisrael, they have the opportunity to put pages in their siddur, like we mentioned on Shabbos, right? What is chos? That's returning it. That's mamish returning it with appreciation. And if it's a challenge that Hashem sends you, he's putting you in a situation that you're having trouble dealing with, you send it back by verbalizing to Hashem to help you with this challenge. And if you're struggling, and you ask Hashem to help you, then Hashem's going to help you. That's the Or Chozer, right? If you send back the light to Hashem, you see, that's the point. If you send the light back to Hashem, then big salvations come from that. You got to remember who you're sending it back to. You're sending it back to the infinite, to the Almighty. He doesn't lack any resources, right? And you send it back to him, he can help you. He can help you control your anger, right? And that's pshat in shuvu banim shayvavim. Shuvu, return. What do you mean? Return it back to Hashem. You're shayvavim. You're backsliding. You're bunim. Your product is backsliding. Right? You're producing all kinds of bad stuff. Right? So send it back to Hashem. You know, when you're in business, right? Or you're not in business, right? You order something in the mail and they send you the wrong thing. So what do you do with it when you get the wrong thing? You keep it? You pay for it? You know, I ordered something for the shul from a place. I needed 10 copies of a booklet or something, right? I ordered it at the AJOP convention. This was in January, right? And I said, we're going to be publishing it soon, right? I didn't see it for months. I call them this, that. Finally, I get a package. I get 10 of a different product they sell. So what am I going to do? I'm going to use it and keep it and spend money on it? I'm an idiot? I don't want that. So I'm still hocking. They still haven't sent me what I'm waiting for. But this is going ready for 9 months. And I'm waiting for this thing, right? So but you're supposed to send it back. Return to sender. Address unknown, right? As episode. It's a niggin.
We should know the address.
Right? What do you return to sender? I don't want this. So that's what it is. Shuvu. You know, whatever Hashem sends you, send it back. Send it back. Either with payment, if it's the right package, COD. Right? It's COD, send it back. Pay on the spot. How do you pay? By thanking him. I thank you so much you gave it to me. And then there won't be a churban for you. You got a new job, you're getting more money. You got to know Hashem gave you the new job, Hashem gave you the new money, and make sure you use it for the right things. How are you going to make sure you use it for the right things? Because you're thanking him for it. You know it came from him, it came from nowhere else.
T.O.D., thanks on delivery.
Yeah, right? So, but if he gives you something you don't want, you send it back. I didn't order this package. It's not my bad. Being angry? I don't want that package. You take it back. Right? That's shuvu banim shovavim. Return. You gotta always send the light back. The shovavim, the backsliding children, or the ones that have the tendency to backslide. Just send it back to Hashem. How do you send it back? It's only one way. There's only one utensil. Use your mouth. and verbalize it and say to Hashem, I need your help. I got to get over this. Get this anger away from you, etc., etc. And this is how you'll be able to grow during the falls. That's how you're going to grow during the falls. Mr. Hashem, we'll finish up, wrap up this topic tomorrow, Mr. Hashem.